Guys, you know soccer is more than just a game for me. It's my 24/7 everything. It's what I talk about, work on, stream, and post about. Because the match is on the field, but the experience is everywhere. It's the group chat before kickoff, the reactions after a goal, and talking football with people who love the game as much as I do. That's why staying connected matters. As a T-Mobile member, I get America's best network and so much more. Plus, no roaming data charges and unlimited texting in 21 Latin American countries. I also get awesome benefits like incredible perks every week with T-Mobile Tuesday. Major score. If you want more connections and perks, switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. Not for extended international use. Coverage not available in some areas. See plan for details. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H2025.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show listener Patrick. How are you today, man?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Let's go around the room. Wendy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just ready for the pollen particles to get out of every orifice of my body.
That's a pretty picture. what is the pollen count today supposed to be?
Too high.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Hold, please.
Hold on while Jeffopedia takes a look for you. All right. So as he's looking, Wendy's doing okay. Melissa,
yeah,
how are you
doing? I'm doing good.
Oh, it's low. It's 1440.
Oh, okay. Then I should be feeling a lot better today.
It was 2563 yesterday, but now it's 1440, so we're good.
Good. We're getting down there.
Jen, how are you?
Good. Really good.
Jeff, how are you? I'm doing fine. It's a longer answer than you wanted, but what's up?
Hey, y'all having too much fun. I was just curious of how Jen is doing on her not smoking and the name of her hypnotist that she went to.
Well, we may want to do those in reverse order.
Okay. No. I'm doing well. I can't say that I have been flawless or perfect, but I went and saw a hypnotist named Sean Wheeler. His Twitter name is @HypnoWheel. And then what is his? It's purehypnosis.com is his website. And it definitely kickstarted the process for me, like made it more about a life decision and all that kind of stuff, and kind of took it outside of the everyday addiction that you feel. But have I been perfect and flawless? Absolutely not. I fell off on vacation, had a few on vacation, but didn't smoke for a long time when I came back. And then two different nights when I have been out having lots of drinks with friends, I have slipped up. But I haven't been smoking in my everyday life like since. So I have had some slip-ups, but I've been able to, for the most part, that 99% of my life is completely smoke-free.
So you don't consider yourself a non-smoker anymore.
A smoker, you mean?
I quit 3.5 years ago, but I have a friend who's trying to quit. He's using the patch, and every time he takes it off, he says he needs a cigarette. So.
Yeah, it's about his mindset, too, and that patch keeps you addicted to the nicotine, you know?
Yeah.
So you still will need it if you continue with the patch for a long period of time. I think it's a great way to get you out of the habit part, and I think any way to help you stop is a great way. Whatever it is that you need to use it, whether it's those prescription medications that a lot of people have had success on that. A lot of people read that book, The Easy Way to Quit Smoking. I can't remember the name of the author, but it's been around since the 70s or 80s. Tons of people have had success on that. You know, the gums, the patch, whatever it is that it takes you to do it, you just got to do it. You know, to me also, if you... I mean, this sounds awful to say, but if you hear stories of or see pictures of people who have emphysema from a lifetime of smoking, like, that will change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It will completely change your mind to me. So I have not been perfect, and I think it may be something that I struggle with for a lot of my life. But as far as now, like, I would consider myself a non-smoker, even though I've slipped up. Is that okay to do?
I smoked for about 25 years, and then I put it down and just walked away from them. But that was easy for me. I understand not everybody can do that.
She's still a smoker.
I was just, you know, I'm trying to help my friend quit smoking. He needs to, so. Mm-hmm.
How long does she have to go not smoking at all before she's a non-smoker?
Jeff was asking under our breath. Jen said that she considers herself a non-smoker now. And this is a pretty hot button with me right now because I see my wife's going through this. Well, my wife has decided not to become a non-smoker right now. She stopped and then started and stopped and then started, and now she's smoking quite a bit now. And Jen's smoking only when you go out.
It's been a couple of slip-ups. Like, every time I go out, I don't smoke. But it's definitely been here and there.
Yeah, I'd consider you a non-smoker at that point, then.
But it's not every time. Mm-hmm. Or it's not, like, every time I have a drink or whatever. But I have definitely screwed up.
Well, I commend your focus through whatever he was doing while he called us. I don't know if the loud call, or is it just me?
Yeah, it sounded like he was on a cash register.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he was moving, the pallets that he was knocking against the phone. But anyway, I commend your discipline.
I mean, I know you're a non-smoker, but do you have a cigarette now? Because I could really use one.
No, I don't. I don't. That's the good news. Like, I don't have any. I don't have lighters. I don't have matches. I don't have any of that kind of stuff. I've just screwed up and been one of those annoying people that bum one.
Give me one of your airline bottles of liquor, then.
Yeah, Stace and I, I still don't know how to handle this with my wife. I really don't. I just know that she's smoking and she has been smoking and she's not ready to quit. But it hits me on so many different levels. So many different levels that I just don't know where to start with her. Like, I know she's not ready to quit smoking and I don't want to be a nag and stay on it. But also, I mean, I'm in this relationship also and I love my wife. And I like my wife to be around for a really long time for my kids. That's the deep part of it. The superficial part is I don't like kissing a smoker. I don't like when my wife walks by that I can smell cigarette smoke on her. Mm. I hate when my wife walks in the house and I want to put a kiss on her that as I'm approaching, I can smell cigarettes. It really, really affects me. And I don't want to be a pushy dude, but we're all in this together, you know?
Mm-hmm. That was a huge reason behind me stopping smoking too, because my boyfriend does not smoke and I don't want to smell like it around him, taste like it, like, ew. Like, I felt gross being around him as a non-smoker. I just didn't want it around him at all. So when we first started dating or whatever, I mean, I would go, you know, like, long date days and not smoking, like, in the back of my mind being like, hey, when am I going to have one, you know? And then I thought, that's stupid. Like, I'm really enjoying myself here. Like, I don't want to wish I was somewhere else because I really want to be right here, you know? And I think that, you know, when you're smoking, I think the hardest part about it is you're always, a lot of brain space is taken up by wishing you were somewhere else smoking. Because you can't smoke inside. You can't smoke in a lot of, like, parking decks anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't smoke, you know, I mean, you're, like, banned to the dumpster area of most buildings if you're going to smoke. You can't smoke in restaurants or bars except for the Vortex. And you... but you know what I'm saying?
Funny.
Like,
right.
You know, you have to sort of really have a lot of your time of your day thought about, do I have enough in my... For me, it was, do I have enough left in the pack to make it through the day? You know, can I go out tonight or do I need to stop at the gas station, get them? Do I have a lighter in my purse? Where is the lighter in my purse? You know, where are the matches? Are they out yet? You know, oh, I should go talk to my friend so-and-so down the hall because they smoke and I should go have a lunch break with them. Like, there's so many different thoughts throughout your whole day consumed with it that when that's gone, it's really frees you up. Like, it really frees up
your
mind.
But you're really doing a good self or something that Stacey can't do. How's that?
Well, I know she can. That's the thing.
She can do it.
I know
she can. Stopped. She's just... When I first met Stacey, she didn't smoke.
Right. Yeah, and now...
For years.
And I also... There's a part of me also that sort of feels like she was... There were stages. There was non-smoking. Then it became just smoking while she was drinking. Then it became regular smoking. Then she was smoking, but she was never smoking in front of me. And now she's smoking in front of me, which pisses me off.
When did that start?
A couple of weeks ago, she invited me out on the patio where they had some people over the house, and there she was just lighting up, like, has totally forgotten how much it bugs me. Mm. And then it happened the other day also, and I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. Everything about it. Hey, Blythe, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Burt Show.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was just going to say, my mother is hauling around oxygen from, you know, a lifetime of smoking, and she's miserable to be around.
Yeah, my dad has emphysema so bad now he can't walk 100 feet without hitting some oxygen.
That's how my mom is, except she has it 24/7.
Well, I see, my thing with that is that our parents didn't know any better. They were ignorant. Like, right. They didn't know how bad cigarette smoke right. It was, so they were going for it, and now they have to, obviously, they got the repercussions. Personally, I know this sounds harsh language right here. I think if you're smoking now, you're just stupid. I mean, you know.
It's the stupidest thing anyone can do.
It is a death sentence. Mm-hmm. And you know, and gosh, this sounds so hard. The words are coming out of my mouth, but I'm getting passionate about it now. It's not fair. I mean, you're killing yourself in front of your kids. If you have kids and you're smoking, you're doing a tremendous disservice for everybody in your family.
Amen.
I think for a lot of people, and I don't know if it's human nature or whatever it is, but this whole in the future, 20 years from now, you know, like when you're warning people about the end of their life and how the end of their life is coming, and this is with food and with cigarettes and with drinking and with everything, I think it's hard for people to think, oh, I know I should be the perfect weight and I know I should be exercising and I know I should, but it's so hard to do it. And I think it's the same mentality with smoking, but I do know that smoking will kill you. The other ones mm-hmm. might kill you.
Right.
You know, it might kill you to have that candy bar. It might kill you to have that drink. It will kill you to have that cigarette. Mm-hmm. You know?
I heard a couple of friends the other day who saw a very pregnant girl go outside and smoke a cigarette.
Oh, no.
I used to work with a girl who would drink and smoke at big belly pregnant. I don't know if she's...
Wow.
When does the belly... You know how the belly gets...
Don't look at me.
Where you can tell where it's like a pooch?
You start at like 3 months.
6 months.
Not a pooch. Like the belly.
Huge. Yes. That's like what?
Seven and a half, 8 months, something like that.
Well, you remember that Burt Show listener we had on years ago that... was smoking while she was pregnant. And she said, you know, my parents smoked when they were pregnant with me. I'm fine. My grandparents smoked. And she said, go ahead, go online and find real concrete research that shows something happens to your infant when you smoke during pregnancy. And we had a couple of people researching it, and the evidence wasn't so black and white.
I know,
unfortunately.
But the thought is...
Why would you do anything that could potentially harm your baby?
If the chance is 1/10 of 1%,
mm-hmm.
why would you do it? It's only 9 months.
Yeah. I understand it's hard to do, but...
It's hard to quit. It really is.
I know.
Yeah, I'm a former smoker. I mean, I was stupid too. It'll kill you. It will kill you. It will kill you. It will. And
you're so negative.
Yeah, I know. God, Melissa,
why can't you be more positive about people killing themselves?
God, Melissa, why do you have to be so opinionated? all the time, your opinions, blah, blah, blah. But it's just, it will. I mean, there's a reason why the doctors ask you if you're a smoker. Mm-hmm. Because it will, even now with me, with Jen, you know, people who had smoked, when we're 80, you know, God willing, we'll live to be 80. It'll still be part of our record and the doctor's concern for us.
Wow.
You're on The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.